Hello.
Hello, Autumn?
Yes.
Hi, this is Dave. I'm calling from the garage. You brought your Dodge in recently?
Yes.
Did you pick that up yet?
Pick up the car?
Yeah.
No, it should still be in the shop.
Oh, weird. I can't find the keys.
Wait, what? Really?
Oh. Yeah. I was just, I left a bunch of stuff in your trunk, and I don't know. I thought...
Oh, no, the car's still there. We have not yet picked it up.
Okay. I don't know. I might have to break into it, because I need to get all my stuff out
of
the...
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. Do you have insurance on it?
Not right at the moment, no. We didn't want to get insurance on it until it got fixed.
Oh, okay. But you had to drive it there. Didn't you have to have insurance to drive it there?
Legally, yes.
Oh. Well, I'm glad you're sketchy, because then you won't mind about all that stuff that I have in your trunk. I really need to...
No. Yeah, you guys can... We're not going to come pick it up until it's fixed, so...
If I find the keys, do you care if I just take it for a spin?
No, not that I care.
Could I do some street racing in it?
Who is this?
This is Dave.
From?
Yeah, from the place where you brought your 2000 Dodge in.
Yeah. I don't know. You sound kind of weird. I don't know.
I'm pretty high right now.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, I need to get to work on your car. I thought it was already gone, because I was looking all over the shop for it, and I just couldn't find it. They must have parked it out. They park things out and back just to mess with me.
Oh, awesome.
And I was really afraid, because I had all my personal belongings in your trunk, and I needed to get that stuff out.
Okay. Is this a joke? Is this, like, am I...
No, it's
being
not...
Being punked, you know?
No, of course not. Punked. Do people even still say that? I mean, come on, that shows from, like, 10 years
ago.
I
have no idea. I'm 31 years old, so yeah. That's, you know...
Well, I'm 40, and I know... You don't say punked anymore. Who says punked?
It was back in that day.
Yeah.
I would hope that you wouldn't have to break into it.
Yeah. Well, no. I'm really good at breaking into cars. I don't want to get into it, but I have a long career of breaking into cars. So I should be able to get into it.
A little weirded out by this.
Well, no. I should be able to get into it without leaving too many marks, noticeable marks.
Okay.
I won't break any windows. I promise. But okay. they probably hid the keys from me, too. So I need to find the keys, and then I can start working on the problem.
Do you know what the problem is?
Oh, what is it?
I mean, I'm asking you. I have no idea.
Oh, you know, I left the clipboard in the bathroom, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got all
this. This is a very strange conversation for me. You understand, right?
I don't see what's strange about it. I know it's strange. I thought maybe you'd picked it up already, because I couldn't find it. But they probably parked it out and back again. They're always messing with me.
Okay. That's not a good thing.
Yeah, they're always doing stuff like
that. I will get you a drink in a minute, baby.
Yeah, tell her to shut tell her to shut the fuck up. The adults are talking.
There is no way.
put her on the phone. I'll tell her.
Oh, my God.
Well, someone's got to tell her.
Amen. I wish I recognized your voice, because I'm going to go with that this cannot in any way be real.
What's not real about it?
I don't know. I don't know any company guy that would call me, ask me if he could break into my car because he lost the key.
Well, it's not that I think my coworkers took it. I think they're just messing with me. I'll go look around, though. I might have left it in the bathroom with the clipboard.
You have to be messing with me. There's no way this is...
I don't understand why you think it's not real.
It's just because it's just a funny situation.
Oh, I mean, funny to you, maybe.
I'm sorry.
Funny to my coworkers, but not funny to me, because I need to hurry up and do whatever is supposed to be done. What's supposed to be done to your car, by the way?
We brought it in because it was overheating.
Oh.
And what we were told that it was the water pump, I guess. I don't know. And then there's something wrong with the wheel.
That's the oldest scam in the book. Telling them it's the water pump.
Okay.
Probably just needs a little bit of coolant added to it. It'll be fine.
Well, we did add coolant and it's still overheated. So I don't know.
Oh, okay. So it needs more coolant. We'll drop some liquid nitrogen into that bitch.
That's...
See what happens then.
I don't know. I'm getting you a drink. What do you want to drink?
We're going
to
do some motherfucking science on this car.
There's no way. This is hurtful.
What's she getting to drink?
Water?
Water. Come on. What's wrong with this kid?
There's no such thing as chocolate juice.
Tell her to get a soda.
She doesn't drink soda.
Why not?
Because it's bad for her teeth.
So what? She's a kid. Kids are supposed to drink soda.
I'm just Lord in heaven.
Don't take the name of the Lord in vain on my phone. I'm a Christian.
That tells little kids to shut the fuck up.
There's nothing in the Bible about not saying that. But there is a lot about taking the name of the Lord in vain.
Okay. I have no idea.
Okay, I'm gonna go try and find your car.
Okay. I hope you find it. I really do.
Yeah, me too.
Because I kind of need it.
Yeah, it's got my stuff in it, so I'll definitely find it.
Okay. I hope you find your stuff all, well together.
Yeah, me too. Okay, well, thanks for talking to me. Thanks for letting me know what the problem is, because now I don't have to find my clipboard.
Okay, well, okay. That's very nice of you to call.
Yeah, thank you. Have a nice day.
You too, honey.
Bye, sweetie baby.
Bye.
Sexy tits. Snowplow Show. Snowplow Show. Snowplow Show. Snowplow Show.
Okay, bitch.
Snowplow Show. Roy.
What?
Roy.
Okay, fucking Doug.
Steve Dave.
Fucking Doug.
Oh, fuck you, lady.
Turnwinder? Okay.
Ma'am.
Lou.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. Ma'am, ma'am, ma'am.
Lou.
Goodbye.
Dabalina.
Hello?
How many fingers? Roy, long shits on the toilet. Ma'am, ma'am, ma'am.
Hello?
This is the grooming manager. How can I help you?
Lou.
Who the hell are you?
Steve Dave.
No. You're not making a lot of sense.
My wiener.
What the fuck is that?
You don't say that word.
You are some kind of asshole.
Bob Dabalina. Bob Dabalina.
Fuck you, bitch.
No.
Fuck you, bitch.
Have you ever been fucked in the ass?
How dare you talk to this dog like that? Bird winder?
Fucked in the ass.
Lou.
Ma'am.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. Ma'am. Ma'am.
Lou.
Goodbye.
Dabalina. This is Sensei Doug.
What?
Sensei fucking Doug. Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy? Who's the good boy, Westy? Is it you? Are you the good boy, Westy? Roy, Steve Dave, Bob Dabalina, go suck a dick. Roy, Steve Dave, Bob Dabalina, go suck a dick. Listen, Westy, you little shit.
Birdwinder? Okay.
I think you're full of shit.
Cactus, motherfucker. Hi there, you're listening to the Snowplow Show. This is episode 611. It's brought to you by Eat Fuck Boca Recovery Center, Anigal 009, Omni, and Fun Society Arcade. They're the sponsors of today's episode, so I like them better than you. There's some new people supporting the show, like GK and Andrew, Tokoloshi, Dylan, Mr. Fleming's Convoy 7734, and Tara A. Thank you, everybody, for supporting the show. If you want to support the show, do the thing, the Patreon thing, or the other things. There's lots of things. There's even a YouTube thing. Go look in the show notes on snowplowshow.com. I did a brand new Mr. Dabalina's Wonderful World of Prank Calls yesterday. Episode 38. It has a bunch of people in it that aren't me. Like Dwight the Janitor, Dragonmere, the Telephone Bandits, Carbon, and some guy named Clay from Party Time. It's just a bunch of stuff that I've heard over the past couple of weeks and I really enjoyed. And it's a fun episode. You should go listen to it at worldofprankcalls.com. It also shows up on phonelosers.org if you're subscribed to that. I don't really have any other announcements today. I guess I could say to go to the meetup in San Jose this year. It's in a few more months, around April 20th or so. I'll try to put a link to that in the show notes also, to the Facebook planning page. I still don't know if I'm going yet, but a lot of other people are going to be there. I think I heard Laugh Track Matt saying that he's planning on coming out again. And of course, Dwight's going to be there. Lots of other people are going to be there. You should be there in San Jose this April. Oh yeah, I need to say thanks to some people who sent me things through Amazon. I have a wish list, and I got these little audio connectors from the Discord Trust and Safety team. They say they don't think it's very nice that we banned them from our server. We are volunteers just trying to make sure everything is trusty and you feel safe. I haven't even received my paycheck yet. Thank you, Discord Trust and Safety Team, for the little audio connector things. You can't have too many little audio connector things. And then Sebastian sent me a power supply for the answering machines in my kitchen, the ones that are hooked up to the T&I line, whatever the hell that's called. You know, you can call up my answering machines that are in my kitchen by dialing 914-296-1862. And I think all of the other phone numbers that I have, they're all pointed there right now. But I've been planning to make the whole thing less of a fire hazard by hooking all of the machines up to a regulated power supply instead of a bunch of AC adapters. And this thing they sent me, it's going to make it a lot easier. So thank you, Mr. Sebastian, sir. He says, enjoy. Thanks for the years of shows. That was very nice of you. Okay, let's do calls.
Hello, this is John.
Oh, hey, John. This is Steve Dave from the city of...
Hey.
Hey there. I'm calling to let you know we're going to be there tomorrow to dig a hole in your front yard.
Okay.
It's just going to be a really large hole just right there in the middle next to the sidewalk. It's going to be about 10 feet deep, maybe 3 or 4
in
feet.
In my front yard?
Yes, yes, right in your front yard next to the sidewalk, right in the middle.
Why?
It's just to use up the rest of the budget for the, actually for 2019, we didn't use up all of the budget, so we're going to fudge some dates and just make this kind of a 2019 expense, because we don't want to lose our budget for 2020.
Okay, yeah, uh-huh.
Alrighty, so we'll see you tomorrow.
What's the punchline here?
There's no punchline, sir. We're just going to be there tomorrow to dig the hole.
No, you're not.
Oh no, we are. We're going to be there about 9 in the morning. They might get there a little bit earlier than 9 and start setting up, but we're scheduled to start digging the hole probably around 9 in the morning.
Explain to me why you're digging a hole in my front yard.
That's for the budget.
Not for budget.
No, it is for budget.
Is there something wrong in my front yard?
No, there's nothing wrong. It's just for the budget. It's just to use up all of the budget money. We were like a little bit short for 2019.
Let me talk to your supervisor.
Why do you need to talk to my supervisor?
Let me talk to your supervisor.
Okay, hold on. Let me put you on hold. Okay. I'll get the supervisor.
All right, thanks. City of Memphis claiming they're going to come dig a hole in our front yard tomorrow to use up budget funds.
Hello, this is Carol. Can I help you?
Carol, what's your name?
Last name? Carol.
Carol, you work for the city of
Memphis? Correct, yes. I guess, were you talking to Steve Dave?
I have no idea who I'm talking to, but I'm being told that there's going to be a 10-foot hole in my front yard tomorrow morning for nothing more than financial budgetary reasons.
Correct. It's not going to be quite 10 feet. It's going to be more like 7 to 8 feet. It just 10 feet could be the maximum depth that we put it without having to get additional permits and stuff.
This is the craziest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
Okay. Well, have you ever worked with the city before? You know, like worked in the city government?
No.
Okay. So you don't understand. It's
what do you mean I don't understand? I've lived in a house and I've been a resident for my whole life, and no one has ever said, hey, we need to come dig a hole in your front yard to use up budgetary funds.
Well, he wasn't supposed to tell you about the budget part, but let's just consider it a hole that needs to be dug for, you know. Like,
can you choose someone else's yard, please? I actually don't want somebody to dig a hole in my front yard.
Why? What have you got buried there that you're afraid we're going to see?
Nothing. Obviously, this is a funny joke.
No, sir, it's not a joke. It's just something we have.
Well, you've now told me the second punchline. The first punchline was from the other guy, and your punchline was funny, which is, what do you have there that you're worried about?
Well, this seems
kind of sketchy. I have a front yard that
I
have landscaped. I don't want a hole in my front yard for no reason.
We're going to put the yard back exactly how it was. You don't have to worry about that. We're paying.
But that doesn't make sense. But we have people coming and going. I don't want someone digging in my front yard unless there's a legitimate reason why.
It's not even going to last a full week. They're going to be done by this weekend.
Do you have to have a permit to do this, and do you have to have my sign-off to do this?
We have the permit. As long as it's not more than 10 feet, we've got the proper permits.
Do you have to have my sign-off?
No. You, we can do whatever we want. We're the city.
If I stand there and say, no, you're not going to dig a hole in my front yard, what are you going to do?
We're going to dig it anyway, because we have the right to do that. We're the city. There's city lines running underneath your yard.
But you're not digging to fix a city line. And unfortunately, I know that now.
Sir, you can stop being racist, okay? We're going to be there. They're going to be there tomorrow morning, right around 9.
This is awesome. Who is this?
This is Carol.
Who is it? Who is this really?
Look, since you're not taking this seriously, I'm going to let you go, but we've told you what we're going to do, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Who is this?
Carol. And the other guy was Steve Dave.
Yeah, I know, but you just called me racist, so this is hilarious.
You were being kind of racist, sir.
To who?
Sir, I've got to go.
Why?
Because I have other things to do.
Let's stay on it. I'm curious why. I'm not going to hang up, so you're going to have to hang up on me.
Okay, bye.
He's obviously not taking me seriously, so what's the point? Let's just move on to the next one. I haven't done any hole digging calls in a while, and I've got this old directory that was sent to me by Ted way back in 2015, exactly 1 year from tomorrow. It will have been 5 years since Ted sent this to me. I've only got 3 requests in my old email folder. And then I can delete that folder of requests on my other email account. That'll be nice. But this one is 3 pages long, and it's all the same neighborhood. Like, they're all within just a few blocks of each other. I thought it'd be fun to do some hole digging, like the good old days.
Hello.
Hello, is Robert there?
He's not. Can I leave a message?
This is Gary from the city of...
Uh-huh.
I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be digging a hole in your front yard tomorrow.
I don't live in...
Oh, okay. You don't live on anymore?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. We're going to be digging a hole there.
Wow. What's going on? Why are you guys doing that?
I guess the previous residents, they were drug kingpins, and we think they hid drugs underneath the front yard.
Amazing. Good luck. Have fun with that.
Oh, wait. That would be you, wouldn't it?
Yes, it was. Oh. You know what? Good luck.
I wasn't supposed to tell you that. Okay, bye.
Thanks.
Oops.
Hello?
Hello, Barbara?
Yes.
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the city of...
Yes?
I was calling to let you know we're going to be digging a hole in your front yard tomorrow morning.
You're going to be digging a hole in my front yard for...
Yeah, tomorrow morning. It's going to be for about 4 days. They should be done by the weekend. Just going to be
whereabouts in the front yard, and what is it being dug for?
It's going to be right in the middle of the yard, just next to the sidewalk. We won't have to take the sidewalk out, but just, you know, right in the middle of the yard. It's going to go down about 6 or 7 feet. It's going to be maybe 3 or 4 feet wide.
Okay, and what is it for again?
It's just, don't worry about it. It's none of your business. But, yeah, shouldn't...
What do you mean it's none of my business? It's my yard.
Well, yeah, but it's city work, so just don't worry about it.
No, I'm not... What do you mean don't worry about it? I'm going to have a 6-foot or 7-foot hole in my front yard?
Yeah, well, we'll put, like, barricades around it and stuff so nobody falls in.
Well, I don't care whether there's barricades. What are you going to do with it? Are you just going to leave it that way?
No.
What the fuck?
No, it's just going to be there for just like not even a week. It should be finished up by Saturday, and we'll fill it back in, and we'll put your landscaping just how it was, hopefully.
That is just bullshit for you to be able to come in my yard and put a hole in it and then not tell me why, because it's none of my business? I don't know what you're putting in my yard.
No, we're not putting anything in there. We're basically just going to be digging the hole and then immediately filling it back up.
What? And the point of that is what?
Just
to mess with people?
No, we're not messing with people. It's to be honest, it's to use up the 2019 budget. We still have some left over, and we've got to use it up so we get the full budget amount for 2020.
Can't you pick on somebody else to do this to?
Well, we're not picking on you. You're taking it personally. It's just we chose a few houses at random, and you were one of them. It's just like a roll of the dice.
And you couldn't find a better use of your time than to dig it. This sounds like the Army or the Navy moving rocks from one side of the fort to the other side of the fort just to have something to do, or waxing a basketball court again, even though nobody stepped on it.
Well, that's more of a discipline thing that the Army does, you know, just to.
Well,
so
you know,
obey
I think I just cannot believe this. You know, I want to, you know, I want to see the reason why this is being done and why it's being done in my yard, because this just sounds like a bunch of crap to me.
Well, the reason is to use up the rest of the budget, because, you know, if we don't use up the full budget.
Yeah, well, the rest
budget,
of the budget, why don't you hire another police officer to, patrol the streets?
Well, because then we'd have to pay him next year, too, and, like, that's just a waste of money. You know, we're doing fine with police.
Well, yeah, you are wasting money by putting a hole in my yard.
Well, we're going to fill the hole back up, and we're going to fix your landscaping. It won't cause any problems. It's not even going to be that loud. It's just going to be a tractor doing the beep sound all morning for three days.
Yeah, well, can you just, how come you cannot pick another yard to do this in?
Oh, we already filled out the paperwork for your yard.
What is your name again? You didn't even give me your name.
I did too. My name is Gary.
Gary what?
No, who?
Oh, you're going to get grammar on me now. Okay, what, Gary, what, or whom?
Well, no, it's who, H-U. It's an Asian.
H-U, Gary who, and you're from the city of...
Yep.
And what is your telephone number?
6298.
You know, that's not even a city of... number.
It's for the county. You're being all nitpicky, ma'am, just... Just don't worry about
it. Yeah,
I'm
being all nitpicky because it's my freaking yard you're going to be putting a hole in.
Okay, well, you're not doing anything out there. It's not. It's just sitting there.
Oh, I'm not. Oh, yeah. You know, this is ridiculous. Okay.
Well, you're acting like we're tearing down your house. We're not tearing down your house. We're just digging a hole outside of it.
Yeah, to use up the 2019 budget. Okay, great.
Well, do you want us not to have a budget for 2020? We might need it.
Well, then why don't you carry over the money to the 2020 budget then if you need it?
It doesn't work like that, idiot. You don't know how the
You're calling me a fucking idiot?
No, just an idiot. I didn't say the effing word.
Yeah, well, you might as well have because you're just being the most rudest person I can imagine.
Well, you're the one that's cursed at me three times now. I didn't say anything about it.
Okay, well, yeah, go ahead. I'm glad you're making tick marks on that. Because this is ridiculous. I cannot believe you're going to do... you know what? What if I say no? I'm not going to let you do it.
Well, no, we've already filled out the paperwork. We'll have to do this.
It doesn't matter whether you've already filled out the paperwork. What if I go and I sit down like a strike and you can't, you know, dig in my front yard?
You have to get a permit to do a strike or a protest or anything like that.
Oh, do I?
I can bring the paperwork for you when we come tomorrow if you'd like.
I wish you would.
Okay, but, you know, it'll take a while for it to be approved, and by the time it's approved, we'll be finished, so you're just wasting everyone's time.
No, I'm going to be wasting your time. Thank you.
Well, not really, because that's not my department. I think that was my favorite response to the last name who thing. She's like, you going to get all grammar-y on me, or whatever she said? That was great.
Hello?
Hello, Tyler?
Yes.
Hey there, this is Gary from the city of...
Uh-huh.
I was calling to let you know we're going to be digging a hole in your front yard tomorrow. About 9 in the morning, we're going to get started.
Okay, that's kind of an odd thing to say. Why?
Oh, it's just, you know, just some city work we're doing. It's going to be just right in the middle of the front yard. It's going to go down maybe 6 feet or so. And it shouldn't take us more than, you know, just this week. We'll probably be done by Friday, maybe Saturday.
Okay.
But we'll put
my front. Why I'm confused why you're digging in my front yard. What's in my front yard that you need to dig to? I assume that anything that the city's isn't in my front yard.
Yeah. Well, it's just a kind of a budget thing we're doing. It's nothing you really need to worry about. But it should.
Other than that, I have kids that are going to be around my yard, so I kind of need a plan.
Well, oh yeah, tell them to stay away from.
Dig a hole in my yard.
Yeah, just tell them to stay away from our hole. It's just going to be this week, you know, just tomorrow.
Well, I know, but you're going to mess up my landscaping and everything, so I kind of need more than you're digging a hole.
Yeah, well, it's not even going to be a week though. We're going to be finished by Friday or Saturday. Just tell your kids to stay away from it. Stay away from the equipment we're going to leave there overnight and all that.
Where are you digging it?
It's right, right in the middle of the front yard, next to the sidewalk. Yeah, kind of off to the left.
Are you
going to
be destroying my plants? Like what?
We'll try to save them.
See how weird of it is the phone call you're giving me right now.
We'll try to just pick up transplant the plants over and then put them back when we're finished. It's like right in the middle between the sidewalk and the driveway, though.
Well, between the sidewalk and the driveway, I have a really big tree. I'm confused where the sidewalk and the driveway of, like, which sidewalk? The one I have going to my house or the one that's in front of my house?
The one that's going from the public sidewalk to your front door. Right in the middle there, right by that tree. But we won't take the tree down. It'll be fine.
And if there is damage, am I going to have to? What happens then?
Oh, there won't be damage.
Or if
I think it'll be fine. We're just going to cut some of the roots, not all of them. We'll dig around it. We're only going down 6 feet. We won't be under the tree. We'll just be like right next to the tree.
I have landscaping and stuff there. I have like curbing there. Like I need more than you're going to come into my yard and dig it up.
Yeah, we'll put it all back once we're finished. I think you have the rocks there or whatever, right?
Well, yeah, we have rocks there, but I mean, I have curbing around the tree, and the tree just barely got put in recently.
Yeah, if we take the curbing out, we'll put it right back. So, yep, tomorrow morning, they're probably going to start showing up around 8, but we won't start digging until 9.
And I can't dispute this and say no?
No. Probably too late by now. It's the paperwork's already gone through and everything.
But not to me, the owner of the property.
Well, it was in a city council meeting. You weren't at the city council meeting.
That they decided to come to my yard and dig up my yard in the city council meeting.
Yeah, it's just a budget thing. It's not a big deal. You're making a big deal out of nothing. It's mostly
coming to my yard and digging it up. It is a big deal. I have kids that are around there all the time, not even only my kids. And I have to take care of it and make sure that the drip system works and all of that. And you're digging up in the middle of my yard.
Yeah, we'll have barricades up around the hole so no kids can fall in. Or, it'll be less likely at least. So, there'll be barricades up that say keep out, those flashing road things. Maybe some caution tape. We've got it all under control. This isn't the first hole we've dug.
I get that, but this is my house and my yard.
Right. Yeah, and it's just going to be like not even a week. Well, you're making it a big deal. It's just going to be.
No, you're not saying that it is a big deal. The fact that you do this all the time is fine, but this is my house. And you're telling me without any notice other than a day, you're going to come to my house and dig it up.
Yeah, it's just a single hole. You're making it sound like we're going to dig your whole yard up.
What's the point?
It's for budget.
Well, that's what you made it sound like. It's a budget thing. How's digging a hole a budget thing?
Because we have to use up the rest of the 2019 budget. We have less than a month to
use. So you're
going to
randomly dig a hole in my yard?
Well, it's not random. We chose your...
random.
Well, I guess it is.
What are you accomplishing, I guess? Like, what's the point? Like, you're trying to just measure the ground, the dirt? You're trying to check for samples? Like,
no, they're just digging the hole. They're not going
to
do anything.
I can't just let it go that you're coming to my house to dig a hole.
You're making it sound nefarious.
I don't know why.
It's just going to be a hole. We're going to dig it, and then we're going to basically fill it back in the next day. We're going to use machinery and like a big one of those big yellow things. I don't know what they're called. And there's going to be probably 8 or 9 workmen out there. It's all taken care of.
You're literally just digging a hole to use your budget. Like you're not trying to accomplish anything.
Correct. Because we're accomplishing using the 2019 budget. Because if we don't use all of that, we won't get the same amount of money for 2020.
I get that, but it seems like you could do more than just dig a hole in my yard without... So you're not measuring samples of dirt or anything. You're literally digging a hole.
Correct.
In the middle of my yard.
Yes, just to use up the budget. And we're going to also use the budget to fill the hole back in and fix your landscaping. So everything's going to be just fine, maybe even better than before. So just don't worry about it. It's going to happen tomorrow morning and... You don't have to do anything. Just stay away from our equipment. Keep your kids away.
The most absurd thing I've ever heard. I get that you want to use the budget. I get how the budgets work. I've dealt with that my whole career. But the fact that you're telling me you're coming into my yard just to dig a hole and fill it up, to pay workers and to use money, I could find several other things you can do around my neighborhood that you could use that money for, other than digging a hole in my yard. no notice to me as the homeowner, other than a phone call.
Seems like if you do this for a living, you'd understand. You know, we're just trying to use up the budget. That's
no,
all.
I do a living with a budget. I get that, but I get that you try and accomplish something with budget.
Well, you know,
but there's nothing in the plan that you can accomplish other than dig a hole in my front yard.
Well, you should start attending meetings, and maybe you could make suggestions on what we could do with our money.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe you don't see how ridiculous this is.
I can't
dispute this, other than the fact you're literally coming onto my property to do this.
Yeah, well, just in the front yard. It's not like you have a fence up.
But it's still my property.
Yeah, but you know, it's not like you're out there doing stuff. It's just sitting there empty.
I don't. It's my property. I don't care. I get it. I'm in the city of. But like this seems like it should need more approval than this. I'm not just going to roll over and be like, sure, come in my front yard and dig it up. I go in there. I have to repair it. I have to do, like, it's what the front of my house is. It is my house.
I mean, people don't even really go outside anymore. You're saying your kids are going to, like, fall down the hole or whatever. They're not.
They're always outside. Like, this is the most thing I've ever heard.
They probably sit inside all day playing on video games.
You're being a dick about this, and I'm not going to just roll over with this.
Okay, like, well, I'm just saying.
You're coming onto my property without giving me any warnings in a phone call. You're being completely disrespectful if I'm saying this is ridiculous. And there's zero, like, I'm not trying to be a jerk. I've had to make phone calls similar to this. But at the same time, you call me and tell me, we're going into your yard tomorrow and we're going to dig it up. That's the first I've heard about this. You say that I should go to city council meetings about this. No, I live in the city. You have no right to come into my yard and just dig it up without giving me more than a phone call. It is my property.
Okay, well, we've gone out there to survey the yard and everything. They've taken pictures, and they've never seen anyone in your yard. So it seems like you're just trying to make a big deal out of nothing.
In the middle of the day, that's great, but you're talking about leaving a hole there overnight. That's
yeah,
a big
well,
difference.
We'll put barricades around it.
In the middle of the day, no one's there. I have kids at school.
We'll put a sign up that says no trespassing, so it'll be fine.
That's great. There's a sign, but I have 7 and 9-year-old kids. They're not going to care about a sign.
We'll teach them how to respect signs, then.
I'm not talking about my. Now you're telling me how to teach my kids.
Well, if they're not going to obey signs,
are you recording this phone call? Because I'm going to seriously. This is ridiculous, and I'm saying no right now. I do not give you approval to do this because this is ridiculous.
Where do you want us to do it?
This phone call is the most bullshit phone call I've ever done. I want you to fix how you do this. You can't just call people randomly and just tell them we're going to come into your yard and dig it up. Like nobody's going to care.
Well, we sent a letter out to you.
People don't care. You sent a letter to my house?
Yeah. Well, we
when?
Well, what they did is they purposely make it look like junk mail because they don't really want you to open it because they don't want you to protest it until it's too late. So you might have thrown it away thinking it was junk mail.
Hello? And you're just going to come to my yard. I have no say in this.
Well, it's just too late at this point. The paperwork's already gone through. They're going to be there in the morning. And it doesn't even matter. Just stay inside and watch TV for a week.
That's not the point at all. I don't care if I never use the yard. It's my freaking yard.
Yeah, but we have to do this. You know, we have to use up the budget.
So dig a hole in the middle of this, like, in the middle of a park. Why are you doing it at my house?
That would look suspicious if we did it like that. If we're just going around digging up city parks. It's not like there's really anything in the city park.
There's a park that was just built by my house. There's still stuff that needs done. Why can't you be doing stuff there?
Well, maybe the budget's already been allocated for that, and, you know, that stuff's going to happen. Stop acting like you work for the city.
I've worked with the city, and this is bullshit. Like,
paying your taxes doesn't mean you work with the city. That just means you pay your taxes.
No, I've worked with the city. I've done water meters working for the city. I've done there's crap like this. And they've always been like, no, we can't do this until we get budget. And now that there's budget, they're not going to, hey, we have money. Let's put it into functional things that we actually need to do. Replacing water meters.
That would make perfect sense.
Well, this is like an unexpected budget at the end of the year. We just have to use it up. Or they're going to cut our budgets next year, or this year, I mean.
Before April, this is January. You still have two months to actually make something happen. And I know how much water meters cost.
We're making this hole happen.
For zero reason other than to pay people to dig a hole.
Well, it's kind of like how you like to just argue with me for zero reason. You're making a big deal out of nothing.
No, I'm not arguing for zero. This is my fucking house, dude. What the hell are you talking about? This is my house. My yard. I have every reason to be upset right now. I'm not arguing for you for no reason.
It's still going to be your yard. It's just going
to
be
with people that have zero approval to come into my yard to dig it up. Zero approval.
We got approval from the city.
If my neighbor did this, I would call the cops. If my neighbor did this, I would call the cops.
Well, you sound like a shitty neighbor.
If I was a shitty neighbor, if my neighbor comes into my yard and starts digging, that I wouldn't call you. What would you do?
Well, no, you
Someone
said just
comes
if your neighbor
dig it up.
You said if your neighbor comes in your yard. I didn't know you meant digging.
No, if my neighbor comes to my yard and starts digging it up, I would call the cops. Now someone, a random person I don't even know, tells me they're going to come to my yard and start digging it up, and I'm just supposed to just roll over and let it happen.
Well, that's weird anyway, because I've gone to my neighbor's yard and dug things up, because I do metal detecting as a hobby, and sometimes it goes off and I have to dig in their yard. They don't care. They don't get all uptight like you.
You are the weirdest person I've ever heard of. This is like bullshit. This is so stupid. And I will be calling the police department after this phone call and letting them know that I do not approve of this, of someone coming to my yard without my permission. And this will become a much bigger thing of you guys trying to hide the fact that you want to keep the budget the same.
Well, we're not trying. I told
you. That's literally what you're doing. You are hiding it. Well, you are hiding it because it'll look suspicious if we do it in the park.
Maybe
okay,
I should.
Okay, but nobody lives there.
I thought you were cool.
That doesn't affect anyone's life.
Maybe I should have hid it from you.
I thought I'm cool. If I'm cool. Is this like this? Is this like some prank or something? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a prank. I'm just a prank caller.
And this is supposed to be funny to you?
I mean, it's actually really hilarious. I'm having a hard time keeping it together right now.
What, you on the radio or something, and this is funny to you?
No, it's nothing like that. I'm just bored. I live down the street. This is Kevin.
From Kevin who?
Yeah. I'm over on Avenue. I was just joking with you. It's just a joke. Aren't you happy now you don't have to have your yard dug up? Tyler? Well, there we go. Now he's not going to call the police. He's just going to really hate Kevin from down the street.
Hello?
Hello, Kepi?
Yep.
Hey, this is Billy from the city of...
Hey.
Hey there. I was calling to let you know we're going to be digging up your street starting tomorrow morning. Like
digging the street?
Yeah, directly in front of your house, we're going to remove the entire street.
Okay.
Exactly on your property line from one end to the other.
What's going on?
We're removing the street. We're just going to... There's going to be no street there from one end of your property line to the other end. Just absolutely no street at all. It's just going to be a big dirt pit.
So we'll be flying over?
Yeah, if you want to. I don't know. Smartass.
So, tell me exactly what's going on.
We're just using up the rest of the budget for 2019. So we're going to be just removing the street.
Okay.
Exactly.
You're cutting the budget, what?
I'm sorry, can you speak up?
You said you're cutting the budget, what?
No, we're not cutting the budget. We just got to use up the budget. We got to make sure we use all of the budget that the state gives us. So we're going to... So we're just going to dig up the street. We're going to pull up every bit of the asphalt exactly on your property line from one end to the other. All the way...
And you expect me to believe that?
Why wouldn't you believe it?
Well... Because I can be telling you that I'm President Trump.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah, you're a regular comedian there.
So you're the mayor. You're calling me to tell me that?
No, I'm not the mayor. I'm just calling from the city.
And you're calling from the city for what again?
Okay, I'm not going to repeat myself. You heard me. We'll see you tomorrow.
See for what?
Because we're going to be ripping up the street.
Why are you ripping up the street for?
It's for to use up the rest of the budget for 2019.
Give me your phone number. Your so I can call you back.
Just look on your caller ID.
No, give me the phone number.
Why can't you just look on your call? My name's Billy.
What's your name?
It's Billy. I already told you it's Billy.
Billy what?
No, Billy who? I'm a person.
Billy who? Billy what?
No, Billy who?
Spell it.
H-U.
And what phone number are you from?
It's on your caller ID. Just scroll through your caller ID. There it is. It's right there. That's my direct line to my desk here.
Tell me department phone number. What phone number the city?
Why can't you just look on your caller ID? Why are you being lazy?
I don't believe what you're
being lazy.
Give me a phone number.
You're being lazy. What? You're a lazy motherfucker.
Take the pen and shove it up your ass, okay?
I refuse. I won't do that. It's not my thing.
What's that? Hey, Billy who? Who, what?
No, it's what?
You think we're idiots going to believe you? Call someone else.
Okay, I bet you the next person will believe it. All right, so he didn't believe it. And, you know, I was trying to be nicer. I'm trying to say I'm going to tear up the street because everyone's so upset about the holes in their yards. They want me to do, like, a public street. I'm going to do a public street, like, directly in front of their house. That'll fix things, right? Isn't that nice of me?
Hello, this is Mary.
Hey, Mary, this is Steve Dave from the city of...
Oh, hi, how are you?
Pretty good. I just calling to let you know we're going to be digging up the street in front of your house tomorrow morning.
Okay.
It's going to be directly in front of your house, and it's going to be the entire street. We're going to remove all of the asphalt.
Oh, what are they doing that for?
Just to use up the budget for the 2019 budget. So it's going to be pretty much...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's gonna stretch from exactly on your property line, from one end to the other. And the entire street's going to be gone for about 2 weeks.
Are we okay to drive on it and
stuff? I can't hear you. What?
No, are we going to be okay to drive on it and stuff then?
Oh, no. There's going to be just barricades up and trucks and porta-potties and all kinds of stuff.
On the front of our house?
Well, a little bit, but mostly just out there in the road where they're doing the work. And then they're going to have to put down those little wire mesh things to, you know, to pour more asphalt down.
Okay, so then where do we park?
I don't know. Figure it out. Maybe around the block or something.
Really? That's the way you're delivering this? I don't know. Figure it out?
Well, it just seemed like a stupid question. But no, it's...
Are you being serious right now?
Oh yeah, completely serious. It probably won't even last 2 weeks. It'll take us like a week to pull it all up, and then another week to put it all back down.
Okay, well I guess we'll just figure it out. And it's not a stupid question when you're like just bringing on to me the night before. So don't act like I'm some idiot, okay?
Well, you're kind of being idiotic, to be honest.
Oh, okay. What was your name again?
Steve Dave.
Steve Dave?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yep.
No, your customer service skills are terrible.
Well, I'm not in customer service, lady. I just work for the city.
You shouldn't be working for anybody, really. Because...
You think I should own my own business?
No, you wouldn't make it in your own.
Oh, says the housewife.
What was that?
Says the housewife.
Oh, you don't know that I'm just a housewife. I do a lot more than you do, buddy. I can tell you that. And I have a degree. You probably don't, which is why you work for the city. So.
All right. I hope you feel better about yourself now. Good job. You really one-upped me there.
Steve Dave. Okay. I will be calling the city of and probably nothing will happen, but at least.
Most likely not.
You know, maybe one of these days
at least you'll feel good about yourself. Tattling on me like you're in grade school. That's all that matters.
Oh, grade school. Who's in grade school? Because I think you started the banter.
Oh, did you just say you started it? Trying to prove that you're not in grade school? You started it. Yeah, good way to prove it, lady.
Wow. Okay. So
just hang up.
This is like...
You're getting nowhere. Hang up the phone, lady. Hang it up.
Hey, honey. So they're saying that they're doing construction in the front of our house tomorrow. And this guy on the phone right now is being very disrespectful to me.
What's going on?
His name is Steve Dave, basically telling me I'm a housewife who's stupid, doesn't know what I'm doing. I said, where am I supposed to park? And he's like, figure it out. And he says, he's a little kind of stupid question.
He called you stupid? Yeah. A guy called your number, our house, and then started insulting you?
Yeah.
Who the hell are you?
Sir, she's only telling you half of the story. She's being a total bitch.
Well, I'm going to side on my wife. So why don't you just stop? Let's just stop the conversation between you and her.
That's what I told her. I told her to just hang up.
All right, shut up. Start. All right, go ahead. We'll start from the beginning. I don't want to hear another word where you try and say that you were right in saying something rude to my wife.
Well, she was saying she was right.
Tell me the information from the beginning. Just tell me what's going on, and we will address it.
Okay. We're digging up the street tomorrow. In front of your house, from one side of your property line to the other side of the property line. It's going to take about 2 weeks. And it'll be all finished, but until then, you'll need to park around the corner, probably.
Why are you doing this?
Well, it's not me personally. I just work in the office. But it's to use up the 2000...
Right. Why is the city doing this?
I'm trying to tell you. It's so that the city can use up the 2019 budget, so that we won't run out of budget for 2020. So there's no reason exactly, it's just to use up the budget.
What are they doing? What improvement are they doing?
There's no improvement. They're just going to pull up the street, it'll take about 2 weeks, and then they're going to put it back down. It's a budget thing. It's something that the city does at the end of the year. You know, we still have some budget money left over, so we have to spend it, so they'll give us the same amount in 2020.
So for the next 2 weeks, we need to figure out somewhere to park.
Correct.
For 2 weeks.
Just around the corner. Probably not even 2 weeks. You know, we just got to pull up the asphalt. We're not really doing anything in the street. We're just going to pull up the asphalt and haul it away, recycle it or whatever, and then they'll bring in new asphalt. There's going to be a bunch of trucks out there and workmen and barricades and stuff.
And you don't think asking where to park is a valid question?
Oh, it's just the way she asked it.
I said,
tell that bitch to shut the fuck up. You told her to stay out of it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I thought he was going to be like, whoa, time out there. Time out. Or maybe that's what he did do. I think he hung up in mid-sentence.
The number you have dialed is not in service. Please. The number you have dialed is not in service. Please check the number and try again.
Please enter your remote access code.
The person you have dialed is not able to receive calls at this time.
You've reached Ashley Allard.
Well, darn, listen to all these disconnected number messages. It seems like this list from 5 years ago doesn't have a whole lot of working numbers on it. I've called every single number on the list now. It ended up only being 2 pages long because one of the pages was sent twice for some reason. But thank you, Ted, for sending this 5 years ago. I had fun with the list. There's still some numbers left on it that didn't pick up. Maybe I'll try those later, do a late night show with them or something. But for now, I think we're done. Let's listen to some voicemails.
The PLA Radio Show.
Hey.
What's up, Roy?
It's Ruprecht, everyone.
Rick boy here. I just wanted to say thanks a lot. I was in the doctor's office the other day and was wondering what was taking my doctor so long to call me to the bank. And it was probably you. It was probably you accusing him of building a snowman yard.
Really?
Thanks a lot, Roy.
What?
He billed me for the time.
Oh, sorry about that. I thought you were going to tell me you submitted that list or something.
Hi, Brad. This is Carl calling from Fresno. I forgot on the last message. I've also got some heavy cream
heavy cream.
I got for a recipe that I made last weekend.
All right, Carl.
And I only used a little tiny bit of it. So
you're so hilarious. Sending me 2 gigantic messages. Both of them over 2 minutes long, and you're just talking about food and shit. That's a good one.
Hi, Brad. It's Ben in Philadelphia. Keep doing good, thanks. Bye.
Thanks. I will. See, Carl, that's how you leave a message. Get to the fucking point. Tell me to do
a
good job.
Hey, Brad. Hey, Dave.
I heard the great
news last week that the Hang Up the Phone show is back.
Yup.
That is brilliant news.
With me and Carl.
I didn't see the message until, I think, after you finished. I tried to call in, but... I think the show had already finished.
That's hilarious.
But I'll send you a message about when the show might be on for this week. Today's a great day. It's my wife and I. It's our 19th wedding anniversary.
Oh, that's great.
Unbelievable.
I'm so interested. Tell me more.
It's a beautiful 32.5 degrees here in Australia.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
I'm going down to a Vietnamese part of Sydney.
I think you and Carl are teaming up on me, leaving long messages about nothing.
Brad.
Mm-hmm.
Just Tom Quinn.
Hey.
So, I missed the last thing at the phone show, and I'm sad. I was working that day.
Oh, just like Dave.
Can you remember when? 23rd, right? 4th? Anyway.
Can you speak up?
I was working, but it was at a slow time.
God damn it.
I'm still sad about that. So,
should be.
Please do another one at some point. Because I'm really sad about that.
Maybe on Wednesday.
Yeah. I'm just lazy.
You know, we're totally back into the groove now. Doing those hang-up-the-phone shows on Wednesday nights, right after Devin's show.
I was telling the hijinks an hour ago. I was like, crap, I missed it.
Uh-huh.
So, I knew it was going to happen soon. Yeah. Whatever.
It's our fault, you know. We just kind of took a hiatus forever. What's it been, like 4 months or something crazy?
This is Scott J., formerly from California. I live in Portland now.
Oh.
Calling up. I had an idea. Maybe you could call people up and tell them you were referred to them.
What a great idea. I'm going to do that. I'm definitely going to do that. I can't wait to do that idea.
Hey, Brad. It's Crimson.
Hey, Crimson.
So it's raining here in North Carolina, where we're going to do meetups sometime soon with Gloria and Rupert the Monkey Boy.
Yeah.
And Natalia Sarad from Mother Russia.
You better.
A.K.A. North Carolina. And I just wanted to say, I know you said that these old snowplow shows from a long time ago were, you know, there's a lot of memorable ones. There are a lot of great ones.
Well, yeah,
but the truth is, although there were some good calls, some memorable calls, there are few and far between. You've gotten a lot better over the years.
I've had so many people tell me that the old snowplow shows were so much better than the current day snowplow shows. I seem like I was having such a good time back then, and I just don't care anymore today. And I did so many more shows back then than I do today.
David. Started to get better around 2014, but there wasn't a lot of editing. You really started to hit your stride around 2015. So, if anybody listening to the old episodes, I would recommend starting in 2014, 2015.
Okay, fine.
And, you'll be good. A good 2014 episode, by the way.
Maybe my idea of playing a bunch of old snowplow shows is a terrible one. Maybe they're all garbage. Who knows?
Doran Mars. That's the one with the cruise line, and we had the Facebook mob. Yeah, with
the good old
Boondocks.
Facebook
mobs.
God,
what is that called?
All right, bye, Crimson. I'll let you go on for over a minute.
Hey, Brad. Anonymous from Colorado again.
Hey, Anonymous.
For my sewage idea.
Can I read out your phone number? Is that okay?
I left for you. Also, tell the person that.
Oh, my God. Fucking ideas.
Must not
leaving fucking ideas. Stop leaving me ideas on the voicemails, everybody. I don't want to hear your ideas.
Just in case.
Yeah, great idea, I bet.
All right, hey, Brad, it's an anonymous person in Colorado.
What the hell?
I'm tired of all these, like,
You can't just get away with leaving two voicemails in a row that are each 30 seconds long and think I'm not going to notice. I mean, you can at least change your name, right?
Yes, hello, this is Torsten Storm from Copenhagen, Denmark. Long-time fan. I've been listening to your show.
Baby?
Hold on. Fucking kiss me. I snag up telephone, for helvede.
Tell her to shut the fuck up. Wait, what? What just happened?
I'm a long-time fan, man, and I love the goddamn show. And,
thanks. Okay.
Cactus, you son of a cock.
I think I interrupted him yelling at his wife or something.
Hey, RBCP, it's Tireshine 817 here.
Hey.
Let's see, when you did the...
According to Google Voice transcription thingy, your tire shine 807. Sorry. You're going to have to change your area code.
Little Fusion recalls back in like 2016. You mentioned that you were getting a handy from someone in the office.
Mm-hmm.
And the recipient was pretty confused about that. And yeah, that was pretty funny. So you should start.
More handies.
Like, saying, like getting handies.
Got it.
You know.
Got
it. Saying.
I'm going to do more handies.
Yeah. All right. See ya. Bye.
Lots more handies from now on. That's the 2020 guarantee. I'm going to get more handies during my calls.
Roy. It's me, Crimson. Inspired by Natalia Sarai from Mother Russia, a.k.a. North Carolina.
Hey.
I, too, will be taking hormones and whatnot so I can become a real girl.
What's happening here?
Some nudes as well.
Okay.
Because I'm Crimson.
I hope so.
I know sometimes you make prank calls about smart cars. Did you know that I have a smart car?
I have
a yellow smart car.
How the fuck would I know that, Natalia?
I need to get a license tag. I'm wondering, maybe I can get something PLA themed as the license tag number.
Do it. I dare you.
Let me know if that's a good idea or if it's stalkery.
It's a great idea. Everybody out there.
I'll do it in about a month or two because it's going to be like $700, $800.
What?
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
How is it $700 or $800 to get a personalized license plate? That's not normal, is it, everybody? Does it really cost that much to get a personalized license plate anywhere else? That's insane. I know somebody that did that in Illinois. It cost them like $100. I mean, yeah, I guess that was 15 years ago. It's not that much, though, is it? Yeah, I would say fuck the PLA. Don't do it. Are we really worth $800? I don't think so. I wouldn't pay that much.
Hey, Brad, it's your buddy Butthole Winker 34.
I mean, maybe for a tattoo, that'd be...
I sure miss you, man.
Sense.
Haven't called in a message in a while.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was just going to tell you, hey, say I...
Can you give me an idea?
I was in your garage last night, and I was masturbating. Mm-hmm. And when I finally blew my load, it ricocheted off the wall, and it hit me square in the right eye. And I had to go to the ER because I had blindness in my right eye.
What a bummer.
And they said that it could be permanent. They don't know yet. They're doing tests.
Oh,
and,
no.
But anyway, since I was in your garage, I think you should pay for my ER bill.
Yeah,
and so,
I should do that. Okay, I changed my mind. Just give me ideas, people. Ideas are fine. I like your ideas. Ideas are great.
Hey, Brad, it's Moon. The sun hung from a payphone.
Let's hear your idea, Moon.
Secret location. I was actually able to hack sort this phone by just using my T key and opening it up and getting some quarters out of it.
Yeah, right.
Make a free phone call.
Whatever.
Pretty lame, but whatever. Anyway, Brad, love the show. And I have a number for you for the whole audience to call. It has a pretty funny holding song. The number is 858-924-0180. All right. Love you, Brad. Bye.
I'm suspicious of this. I'm going to call the number. Make
Hello.
Sure.
Just a moment. Your call is now first in line and will be answered by the next available representative. Thank you for your patience.
That's pretty great. Hey, it's toxic. All right, thank you, Moon, for probably giving me a copyright strike on YouTube. I appreciate that.
Hey, I was just wondering if cloning cell phones was still popular. You know anybody that clones cell phones these days?
Nope.
I don't know. I was just wondering. Bye.
I do not know anybody that clones cell phones these days. I have no idea if that's even possible.
Hey, Brad. It's Dumpster Love. Hey, I was just curious. I was thinking about this. So, I think it might be a good idea if you take more advantage of the letter D. Because you could put that, like for instance, you could, if you're saying your name is Doug, you could be like, my name is spelled D-U-D-G, for instance. Or, like, if somebody says, if you're trying to say Roy, and then somebody asks you, Roy what, you say yes. Because Roy W-A-D.
Oh, yeah.
Because it sounds
of
pretty similar, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And then also...
How'd you know?
That same case, you could also say yes to confuse them, because then you're Roy yes or Roy no. Just,
or I could just correct them on the pronunciation of what?
Ways you could confuse people with your name.
Yeah.
Anyways. Have a good night.
Great ideas from Dumpster Love. Okay, let's do one more voicemail. Who am I going to do? I have several to choose from here. Let's do, I think this one is the least creative. That's going to be the last one. There's only a few left, but...
Hey, this is the least creative.
I've had enough voicemails.
Minnesota.
Hey, the least creative.
I leave my contribution to your idea hotline here.
Oh, yay, ideas. Let's hear
basically,
it.
Basically, I was thinking it'd be funny
Love
if you did a
like
tunnel voice with the...
Yeah.
Echoes and reverb and stuff, except it's like your
the tunnel voice.
Inner monologue. Or like the narrator somehow, like the Wonder Years.
Oh, yeah. Actually, I like that idea.
I don't know. It might be too...
Like on Scrubs.
to...
I don't know if I could come up with material quickly enough to do something like that, but I know exactly what you mean. Like, they're just hearing my thoughts. That would be hilarious.
Really go anywhere?
I don't know if I could do that.
Maybe you get some funny reactions. Try it out if you want.
Okay. Ideas. Yay for ideas. Is that it? Oh, the rest of the voicemail is just silent. Okay. Thank you, the least creative. And thank you, other people, for the other ideas that I was just kind of a dick about. I should embrace the ideas on this show. I like ideas. I steal ideas all the time. Although I don't really like ideas in the voicemails. I found his idea intriguing and thought that maybe I might try it out. You know, I need some, like, quirky music to play while I have my inner monologue voice happening while I'm doing prank calls. I'm too lazy to do that right now. Or maybe I'll do it in post-editing. Probably not. But yeah, if I do an inner monologue voice, it's got to have some weird little tune to it. The lady seemed like a complete bitch, but what could I do? This is my job, and my job is to transfer her to my supervisor. And gosh darn it, that's what I'm going to do. I don't know. See, I'm just not good at coming up with material for an inner monologue. But holy shit, what a great idea. If I was more quicker on the draw. Thank you, everybody, for leaving voicemails. Thank you to the sponsors of today's show. Eat Fuck, Boca Recovery Center, Anigold 009, Omni, and Fun Society Arcade. You guys are the best for making the shows happen. And if anyone else out there would like to support the show, you can do that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/support. You get an extra show every week. I forgot to play a clip from the hobosode that happened. Wait, did a hobosode happen since the last snowplow show? I can't even remember. I don't know. I think one might have. Whatever, though. The show's over. Thanks for listening, everyone. See you next time.
I'm sitting here in the boring room. It's just another rainy Sunday afternoon. I'm wasting my time, I got nothing to do. I'm hanging around, I'm waiting for you. But nothing ever happens, and I wonder. I'm driving around in my car. I'm driving too fast, I'm driving too far. I'd like to change my point of view. I feel so lonely, I'm waiting for you. But nothing ever happens, and I wonder. I wonder how, I wonder why. Yesterday you told me about the blue, blue sky. And all that I can see, just a yellow lemon tree. I'm turning my head up and down. I'm turning, 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 turning around. And all that I can see is just another lemon tree. Sing da 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 dee da 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 dee da da. I'm sitting here, I miss the power. I'd like to go out, taking a shower. But there's a heavy cloud inside my head. I feel so tired, put myself into bed. Well, nothing ever happens, and I wonder. Isolation is not good for me. Isolation, I don't want to sit on a lemon tree. I'm stepping around in the desert of joy. Maybe anyhow I'll get another toy. And everything will happen, and you wonder. I wonder how, I wonder why. Yesterday you told me about the blue, blue sky. And all that I can see, just another lemon tree. I'm turning my head up and down. I'm turning, 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 turning around. And all that I can see is just a yellow lemon tree. And I wonder, wonder, I wonder how, I wonder why. Yesterday you told me about the blue, blue sky. And all that I can see, and all that I can see, it's just a yellow lemon tree.
You are the weirdest person I've ever heard of. This is like bullshit. This is so stupid.